The man who coined the phrase, you never let a serious crisis go to waste, is getting a chance to test his proposition. Protesters last night continued to demand for Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign over his handling of the Laquan McDonald shooting and an overall insensitivity to police brutality. The protesters could be heard inside City Hall as the mayor gave an emotional speech to the city council, apologizing and promising a complete and total reform of the system.
One young man asked me a simple question that gets to the core of what we're talking about. He said, do you think the police would ever treat you the way they treat me? And the answer is no. And that is wrong. And that has to change in this city. That has to come to an end, and end now. No citizen is a second-class citizen in the city of Chicago.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel in the city of Chicago. Rob Wildebor is senior editor for WBEZ Chicago. Rob, second-class citizen, the mayor, is he damaged goods and a second-class candidate that will limp into the elections in 2019?
2019 is a long ways away, right? But we just had an election last year, and it was interesting. You know, Rahm, despite being the incumbent and kind of seen as this political force, and despite all the money he had raised, was forced into a runoff, which surprised a lot of people at that time. And then with the runoff, we saw a new Rahm Emanuel, which has been referred to as Sweater Rahm, where he appeared in a commercial, you know, wearing a sweater and talking about, you know, he knows he's made some mistakes and sometimes he just charges forward too hard and he knows he needs to listen more. So that kind of turn started about a year ago.
Do you think that Emanuel's problems, whether he survives or not, could return the city to, you know, black leadership that hasn't been seen since the days of Harold Washington?
That is a really interesting question. Right now, we're seeing a lot of demands from the city council black caucus, the black aldermen, as we call them here in Chicago. But calls from this Chicago City Council are not terribly important usually, because the aldermen don't have much power in this city and aren't really factors politically. You know, people are calling for Rahm to resign, but I don't see that happening.
Do you think that the federal government, now that they're involved in the investigation in the Chicago Police Department and the whole handling of the Laquan McDonald case, can determine the narrative politically for Rahm Emanuel over the next several years?
Well, so that's the question, right? We've seen a major change in the way Emanuel is approaching policing right now. You know, previous to this, there were lots of problems for years and years, and way before Emanuel, right? But the way Emanuel has always dealt with them was through lawsuits and trying to keep settlements before things are made public in a court. Talking about bad apples. Yesterday in his speech, he talked about there is a code of silence. There is a thin blue line in the Chicago Police Department, and that has to come down. The question is he actually believe that, or is this about messaging and kind of crafting the message and getting in front of this politically? The fact is, the Department of Justice is coming in. And so the question I wonder is, Emanuel responding to the Laquan McDonald video in this speech and kind of some of the new things he's saying, or is it that he knows the Department of Justice is coming to investigate and that the emperor will soon be revealed as having no clothes when it comes to police discipline in Chicago?
Will Rahm Emanuel try to reform ahead of the Justice Department or wait for their decisions? Rob Wildebor is senior editor for WBEZ Chicago. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.